From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. North Korea has backed off making good on its threat to retaliate for today's live-fire artillery drill by South Korea on the island that was shelled by the North last month. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that's the way countries are supposed to act. Dwali Sakhautau says the North did call the drill reckless provocation.
The Kim Jong-il regime, through its state-controlled media, said South Korea's 90-minute military exercise was not worth reacting to. The North added that it was holding fire because the South did not aim its artillery guns toward North Korea, similar to last month's exercises. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Sakhautau in Seoul.
Militants in Pakistan have attacked two oil tank trucks transporting fuel to NATO troops in Afghanistan. NPR's Julie McCarthy says the trucks were destroyed.
15 to 20 gunmen staged an ambush on the vehicles that were leading a convoy. One driver and his assistant sustained gunshot wounds when the assailants descended nearby hills, opened fire, then quickly withdrew. Oil tanker owners have bitterly complained about what they see as poor security along the routes. The bulk of supplies and equipment reaching NATO forces is shipped through the Khyber region. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Mortgage rates have started creeping up some, raising concern about the possible impact on the struggling housing market. Two reports coming out this week will provide the latest readout on housing. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York says the new numbers are not likely to show much improvement, though.
Well, there's been a glut of houses on the market for several months now. There are too many houses for sale and not enough buyers. And that pattern is likely to show up again in the home sales numbers from November that we'll be seeing this week. Now, this glut of houses combined with all the foreclosures we're seeing is keeping home prices down.
So what does the state of the housing market mean for the economy as a whole?
Well, traditionally, what you see is the housing market is often one of the things that leads the economy back to health after a recession. A strong housing market creates jobs in the construction industry, and homeowners start to feel flush as they see the value of their homes rise. But clearly, that is not the case this time. The economy, it is showing some really promising signs. Exports are up, retail sales are up, but housing is still a mess. And, you know, it's hard to imagine the economy really feeling healthy again while the housing market is still so bad and while there are still so many foreclosed homes coming onto the market.
That's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. The Postal Service is bracing for a wave of holiday packages and cards today. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe.
December 20th is our busiest mailing day, with more than 800 million pieces of mail delivered.
Donahoe says tomorrow is the last day for mailing cards that you want to arrive by Christmas. Wall Street stock prices have lost some ground. The Dow now down 28 points and the Nasdaq is off 5. This is NPR News. Snow and frigid temperatures are causing travel problems across Europe today, forcing cancellation of hundreds of airline flights. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports stranded travelers are complaining that airlines are giving them little information about when they might make it to their destinations.
30% of flights have been canceled today out of Paris airports, and in Frankfurt, 540 flights were grounded. New Yorker Susan Manuel, who is stuck at Charles de Gaulle Airport, described the situation.
Hundreds and hundreds of people spent the night out here, mostly on the floor, which was very cold. It's just extremely disorganized. I think people could forgive the weather, but they can't forgive the lack of communications on the part of the airlines and just the total disorganization.
Manuel says she may not be able to get home until Wednesday. Beyond airports, the snow caused rail and road delays. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A new study finds that nearly a million children in the U.S. live in areas with no nearby pediatricians or family doctors specializing in treating young people. Dr. Scott Shipman of Dartmouth Medical School is the lead author of the study. He says graduation rates are up at medical schools, but new doctors tend to locate in areas where there already are plenty of doctors rather than in areas where there's a greater need. Shipman says one reason is fewer medical students these days are from rural areas.
The number of students, for instance, from rural backgrounds has actually declined over time, and it's been shown time and again that students from rural backgrounds are more likely to be interested in going back to rural locales to practice.
Shipman says students in medical school should be given more information about rural and inner city communities that lack sufficient numbers of doctors to care for children. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.